Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Stop into Lowe's Spring Black Friday event, where you'll find savings on those indoor and outdoor projects popping up on your to-do list. Add new color inside with Valspar Paint and Primer, starting at a new lower price of $19.98. And add color outdoors with 5 for $5 Select Pint Annuals. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 5-1. Annual offer valid 4-5 through 4-10. While supplies last. Color and selection vary by location. U.S. stores excluding Alaska and Hawaii. See store for details.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network, the one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online in select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
Welcome to Hyundai, where better drives us.
Can you make my garage better?
What's the problem?
Teenagers.
Garage band, huh?
What?
I see.
Heavy metal is their specialty.
Well, you could replace all those instruments with a brand new Hyundai at our spring cleaning sales event.
You mean take back my garage and make room for a new car?
Or an SUV. We have three to choose from, the Tucson, Santa Fe, and the Santa Fe Sport, all with available all-wheel drive.
That sounds way better than heavy metal.
And every Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, including a 10-year or 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's a long time.
Long enough for my hearing to return?
Fingers crossed.
Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. This is the reason to buy now. Hurry to our spring cleaning sales event and get an amazing deal on a new Hyundai, like up to $4,250 in total savings on the technology-packed Santa Fe Sport. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
You're the third one this week.
Now, during HP Savings Month at Staples, buy one HP ink, get the second 40% off, and experience the outstanding print quality of original HP ink cartridges.
Ends 4/8/17. See store or staples.com/HP month for details. Restrictions may apply.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
And he hits a ground ball right side toward Myers, stops it, loves it, throws to Rizzo. He got it! Fantastic play by Myers.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, with three home games left, every game matters in playoff positioning. The Wolves host Iowa Saturday and Rockford on Sunday afternoon in an Illinois Lottery Cup matchup. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Both the Cubs and White Sox rained out for today. The Cubs will make up today's game tomorrow at 12:45, with John Lackey still getting the start. Pregame on The Score begins at 12:10. Today's Sox game will be made up as part of a doubleheader on May 26th. James Shields will take the mound tomorrow to wrap up the opening series with Detroit. First pitch at 1:10. The White Sox signed former Tigers, Twins, Mets pitcher Mike Pelfrey to a minor league deal. He'll start out in AAA Charlotte. One final today in Major League Baseball out of Target Field. The Twins all over the Royals 9-1. Big hit in that one, a three-run homer by Eduardo Escobar. And Chris Sale makes his debut for the Bo Sox at Fenway tonight against the Pirates. NBA, the Bulls are off today. They play in Philly tomorrow. Dwayne Wade scrimmaged today. The team wants to see how his elbow responds, get some more practice in, and see if he can play before the regular season ends. Tonight in the NBA, Miami travels to Charlotte, and the Celtics host the Cavs. In hockey, the Blackhawks skate in Anaheim tomorrow, and earlier today, the team recalled Gustav Forsling from Rockford. College hoops, former Illinois coach John Gross was named the head coach at Akron. And NFL news, Marshawn Lynch, he visited the Raiders facility today with reports saying he's ready to come out of retirement and sign with Oakland. Searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement? Well, visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. Coverage on the north side, home opener on The Score is presented by TuneIn. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tomorrow at 12:10. when the Cubs take on the Cardinals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Adams hits a drive into deep center field. Back goes Almora to the center field fence. Almora leaping. He makes the catch. He reached up above the barrier and robs Adams of a home run.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
We go back to the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline. The champions are back. Cheer them on at Home Run Inn Wrigleyville, just blocks from the park. You can find this guy on Twitter at @Joe_Sheehan. He is a frequent guest on this show and others. You can read him in multiple places, in The Athletic Chicago, in Sports Illustrated, and most importantly, on his subscription newsletter that you should be reading if you consider yourself an informed baseball fan. Hello, Joe.
Dan, how you doing, man?
Good. See, here's what I love about you writing about the Cubs, is that there's such an inherent conflict in you. You know, I can feel it. I can feel the dark side of the force in there somewhere, where you say, yes, 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 they are the best team in baseball, and they do all these things well, and they're young, and they're well-managed, but this could happen and this could happen. And I see this possibility. And you very, very cogently weigh in on why there are some ways to fade them in the gambling markets because of the where the money lines stand and because of what the valuation of that is. But I'm just wondering why and how you manage this conflict of not rooting against them, but just feeling like maybe something should happen to them.
How many times have we seen the best team coming into a season, you know, fall apart for one reason or another? I don't think the Cubs are going to fall apart, but I think that when you're looking at the best teams, we always say, okay, the 80% of the time, the Cubs are going to be the best team in baseball. I have them as the best team in baseball. I have them as the only 100-win team in baseball. But I do think it's interesting to say, okay, what could happen here? Because just to say sunshine and lollipops and the Cubs are going to win 102 games, okay, that's 35 words. What else can we do? And I think when you look at the Cubs and say, okay, where could it go wrong, I think you focus on the starting pitching, which has been incredibly healthy and effective for 2 years now. And last I checked, pitchers just don't stay healthy. Now, it could happen again. The Cubs, if you look at the last 2 years, and I apologize if I get my numbers wrong here, but it's something like 324 games. They've only had something like 13 off-rotation starts. Where they've had a pitcher either be hurt or unavailable for a day, they've had to go off rotation for somebody else. Last year, they got, 153 starts out of the top five guys. They were just incredibly healthy and effective. So you look at this year, you say, you know, if something were to happen to Lester, Arrieta, Hendricks, and they weren't available, okay, this is the weak spot on the team. If they have positional injuries, I mean, they lost Kyle Schwarber last year in the second day of the season and didn't blink. They have positional depth like crazy. But the starting pitching depth is, I think, where you look at this team. When you say, okay, the fifth starter is Montgomery/Anderson. The sixth starter is Anderson/Montgomery. Montgomery hasn't proven he can start in the major leagues. Brett Anderson has thrown 225 innings over the last 6 years. Eddie Butler, who I think was an interesting grab over the winter from the Rockies, he's the number seven starter. Lawrence is the eighth starter. I'm the number nine starter.
Well, you also brought up the point that
I can give you about 30 innings.
Yeah,
I can give you 30.
the Schwarber factor, and we're all looking at it for a number of different ways of offense versus defense, but your argument was well taken that the Schwarber injury contributed to making them one of the best defensive teams of all time, and they're just not one of the best defensive teams of all time this year.
Well, they're trying. Alberto Mora is trying to make up for the changes in left field. What a catch last night. Really, that whole game last night, for the second game of the year, just a fun baseball game. And, of course, that is Cubs-Cardinals gives it a little extra, but just a lot of baseball packed into last night's game. But to circle back here, yeah. I'll tell you something. What I found, Dan, and this surprised me, because, you know, I've been low man on Schwarber, not for the bat, but just because I don't think he can stay in left field. I've been low man on him for that reason for a while now. And now he's coming off the missed season. He's coming off the year, you know, the knee injury. Is he going to be able to stand out there and left? And what I found was, if you go back, the worst left fielders in baseball, and really I used Adam Dunn, Sox fans will love this, I used Adam Dunn as the example. Even he was only costing maybe 15, 20 runs a year. So as much as I don't think Schwarber should be a left fielder, the actual impact compared to last year when Cubs left fielders were worth about five runs to the good. They actually saved about five runs. If Schwarber would have cost them 15 runs this year, or even 20, you know, so it's a 25-run swing, he's going to make that up with his bat. So as even the guy who's the low man on this entire project and thinks that Schwarber eventually has to be a DH, honestly, it's not going to cost them all that much. Schwarber's going to help them. And, yeah, it's going to change the shape of their run distribution. They're going to score more and allow more. But this isn't the thing that brings it all tumbling down.
It was great. Last night there was a moment where there was a ball that was clearly Schwarber's. And Albert Almora, Kelly leaked it, man. He ran right through it and caught it for him. When I look at Almora, I'm fine with that.
Whatever you can get.
Yep. When you look at Almora and Hayward and how good they are, they're plus defenders, who do you think is the best outfield defensively? Is it Pittsburgh? Like who gets your nod to be the team that has all three spots covered?
I think the Red Sox are going to have a case this year with Benintendi in left field, Bradley in center, who's superior, and Betts, who's basically a center fielder playing right field. You look at the Rays, when they play Malik Smith, who they picked up from the Braves through the Mariners over the winter, you've got Kiermaier in center, who's probably the best center fielder in baseball.
Oh, he's
right
a
now.
Predator.
Peter Borjos was a plus center fielder with the Angels. He's 30 now, but as a left fielder, he's fantastic. And then you look at Malik Smith, so whoever plays on the corners, that's going to be one of the rangiest outfields in the game. You mentioned the Pirates. Polanco and Marte both being above average. McCutcheon's probably an average player in right field, but he's got a below average arm for anywhere, much less right field. So I think that kind of takes them out of the running. But I think the Red Sox and the Rays, and then honestly, if the Cubs were to play, I'm trying to think of an arrangement of Cubs. If Jay were to play left, and you look at Almora in center, and you look at Hayward in right,
that's your playoff ninth inning. I think that's your postseason ninth inning defense.
It's your playoff sixth inning. And hey, I want to make the point that for three innings left, let's make the point in the late innings of last night's game, the Cubs had the better defensive left fielder, Matt Adams, who has been a first baseman his entire career. Because they've got a roster crunch, and of course Scotty got knocked out of the game last night, they had to put Matt Adams in left field. And of course the ball finds him immediately, and he makes the play, and he was fine. But for a little while last night, Kyle Schwarber was the best left fielder in the game.
I was a little surprised in looking for chinks in the Cubs' armor that you didn't mention age and attrition, particularly defensively, of Ben Zobrist more extensively, because we now know just how much with every passing year the defense can erode, and especially for somebody who plays second base often, still a lot of second base, even on a team with Javier Baez, and we saw in the playoffs last year with Zobrist looking a little shaky and having some drop-offs over the course of the season with heavy usage, that's a really important player to them and will play some important defensive innings, and maybe at what, he's 35, and this is a time where guys sometimes just get bad.
I like the fact that I wrote 2,200 words on the Cubs, and you found the thing that I didn't write.
Well, I know how you think, and here's why. And I also read all of the capsules that you wrote on all of the teams, and on other teams you did mention aging and defense.
I think that one of the unknowns for the Cubs this year is how much will Zobrist play in the field. When you look at what Bias has done defensively, when you look at the need to kind of manage Sharp, kind of maybe get Schwarber out of games earlier, with the questions about whether Jason Hayward is going to hit. I think Baez is going to get the lion's share of the innings at second base. So Zobrist's defensive degradation, which has been clear over the last 4 or 5 years as an infielder anyway, I'm not sure that's going to have that big an impact. I just don't think he's going to have as many innings in the infield as we might expect. Now, it's the Cubs and it's Joe Maddon. And when he goes in and he puts the nine names in the hat at the start of the day and he pulls them out for a lineup, you know, who knows what we'll end up with. But I didn't mention it in part because I think Zobrist's impact on the field is going to be less than it was last year. I think he's going to play a bit less. He's going to have more of a super sub role and less of an everyday role because of the need to get Baez and Schwarber regular at-bats and because of Baez's tremendous impact on the infield defense.
There was a theme in some of your analysis, too, among the lower third of teams. And I count the White Sox in this as well. And it's bad teams that, for whatever reason, aren't as bad as they should be if they want to get good. And off the top of my head, you have the Reds, who still have a 5-win player in Joey Votto, who's making them better because of the no-trade clause. Ryan Braun in Milwaukee, who is still making them better than they might otherwise be. There were curious signings elsewhere. The fact that Aroldis Chapman goes back to the Yankees with I don't know how many games he might have to save. You've got Clay Buchholz signing with a Phillies team, and you wonder, why are they bothering? Then you've got R.A. Dickey and Bartolo Colon going to the Atlanta Braves. The White Sox, still with Todd Frazier, still with Jose Quintana. Why does this seem to be epidemic, this in-betweenness?
If you look at the bargain agreement this year, some of the incentives to tank, rebuild, have been muted. The international signing money isn't tied as aggressively to how bad you were. The draft budgets aren't tied as aggressively to how bad you were. So when you look at the incentives to be bad, they're not as strong. It was actually one of the better things to come out of the CBA. They kind of, because the last CBA basically just said, Keen, you want to lose. You want to lose aggressively. We saw the Cubs do it. We saw the Astros do it. It's not quite, the rules aren't put. The rules don't incentivize that the way they did, say, last year. So these teams that are better than they might be, is in part because they're not as incentivized to lose. I also think that the trade market is a little unbalanced right now. You do have, you know, the White Sox made two big deals at the start of the winter, but they do still have Quintana. And you know, I think maybe those deals queered the idea of what they were going to be able to get for Jose Quintana. And I can't say for sure that's what it is, but certainly I'm surprised to see Quintana still with them. You know, Joey Votto is a unique situation. He's got a no trade clause. You know, the Phillies signing Buchholz, man, I think that helps them lose, no?
Well, it's a veteran pitcher, and they do have young guys who could be. He's taking away innings from guys who could be developing potentially, because I know that they've done a nice job rebuilding.
See, and that brings me to the Braves, because I actually think there's value in not having to go. When you can say to a guy, you have to give me 6 or 7 innings tonight, there's some value to that on a bad team. And I think the Braves signing Dickey and Colon, and they can just say, look, at least tonight, this guy's going to give us 110 pitches into the seventh, and it can give the middle relievers a break. When you know, either through ineffectiveness or pitch inefficiency or just wanting to protect arms, in 3 other spots, you're going to want to protect your pitcher. So a guy like Buchholz or a guy like Colon enables you to do what you need to do with the rest of the rotation. I think you can go crazy with it, because remember, these teams aren't signing Colon and Dickey and Buchholz because they think they're going to win. I think they're signing them for this purpose of, you're a guy whose arm I don't have to worry about.
Joe, when Cubs fans are looking at the rest of the National League, they're looking for a problem, a speed bump, a contender. Who do you think has the best chance to unseat them, and who should Cubs fans be paying attention to outside of their own division?
Well, I was surprised at the separation of the top 3 teams in the National League. The Nationals and Dodgers have a fair amount of gap between them and the next group down, the Giants, Mets, the 2 NL Central teams. These are teams that in another year would be the best team in the league when they weren't up against the Cubs team that, you know, has, you know, the possibility of becoming a dynasty. But you look at the Nationals with adding Adam Eaton and with, you know, getting hopefully a healthy Bryce Harper for a full season. They're going to have some issues in the bullpen, but, you know, Mike Rizzo's somebody who will make big moves in midseason. He still has a chip to play in Victor Robles, still has a chip to play in Eric Fetty, so they can improve that team on the fly. I think they're going to score a ton of runs this year. So to me, they're the third best team in the league. And then you look at the Dodgers, who, you know, only got 22 starts out of Clayton Kershaw last year, have all of this incredible young talent, Seager and Jock Peterson, and then more on the way in Cody Bellinger and Alex Verdugo. They retained a lot of last year's team, re-signing Turner, re-signing Jansen, and last year's team was, you know, one of the best teams in baseball. So to me, those two teams are better than any of the other teams in the National League last year. By which, so the Cubs competition from the rest of the National League is stronger than it was a year ago.
And I think one of my favorite things in all of the preseason capsules was that you docked the Cardinals a full 2 wins for having Mike Matheny as their manager. I just love that.
I watch a lot of Cardinals games. So maybe that's,
he's already done, I mean, 2 games already and he's proven he's an idiot.
That's a word that even I don't like to use all that much, but certainly it's out there. He's a man I don't want to get into. Mike Mahaney is a guy in the dugout from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. makes his team a little bit worse. That I can evaluate. The decisions that he makes make the Cardinals a little bit worse each year. And this seems like it might be the year where the two games he cost them might keep them out of the postseason.
Ooh, I love it. Someday we'll have a long conversation about Ned Yost. they've quarantined both guys in the same state, which I find fascinating. Fascinating.
There were a couple of years ago when it looked like there might be a Cardinals-Royals World Series again. And there were people coming to me basically saying, are you even going to survive a Yost-Matheny World Series? I'm going to say something. Yost Collins almost put me in the grave. So,
well, here's to staying on the right side of the grass, Joe. And we appreciate it as always. If people want information about your subscription newsletter, what's the best way to find out about it?
Best way to find out about what everything I'm doing is at @Joe_Sheehan on Twitter. For the newsletter, go to Facebook, Sheehan Newsletter. You can look it up. You get excerpts there. You get some of the other writing I'm doing at Sports Illustrated, at the Washington Post. You can also ask questions and provide feedback on the excerpts. So Facebook.com, Sheehan Newsletter.
Outstanding. Joe, thank you.
Thanks, fellas.
That is Joe Sheehan. And when we come back from a brief timeout, you know what? I have something very, very rare. It's a story about the ongoing Penn State scandal that is actually good news.
I have some bad news. If you play daily fantasy for golf and you were thinking about one of the best players in the game for the Masters, we got some news that might change your mind.
The Chicago Baseball Game Day Report is presented by Mattress Firm. The Cubs and the Cardinals rained out. The White Sox and the Tigers rained out. And that's today's Chicago Baseball Report, brought to you by Mattress Firm. It's the final days of Mattress Firm's once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get savings of a lifetime, like up to 70% off Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, and more, only at Mattress Firm. Yeah, that golf news is major for a major, and we have it for you on The Score.
Hey, everybody, it's Pat Hughes.
And Ron Coomer. And right now, you're listening to Bernstein and Golf.
They're covering the Cubs and all of Chicago's teams, afternoons from 1 to 6.
Only on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
The official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by NHTSA. Don't try to beat a train across the tracks. Stop. Trains can't. Move over, Big O. Russ Westbrook is joining you atop the NBA record books with his 41st triple-double of the season. The Thunder smashed the Bucks 110-79, even for Russ. What I saw last night was astonishing. But no, it does not change my opinion. Not yet in the MVP race. Not when there hasn't been an MVP in the last 30 years whose team has finished lower than third in the conference. Not when Russ has taken 350 more shots than the next guy. You want to give him most unbelievable? I've got no problem with that. Just not most valuable. Yeah, I know. Where would the Thunder be without him? Hate to answer a question with a question, but where are they with him? In sixth, at best, in the West. Still not MVP. That still goes to James Harden. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
1517.
There's all kinds of technology out there to help you out, and you'd think I'd be better with all that at remembering dates that matter, especially when it's something important for which I need to send flowers, and then I'm scrambling last minute because I go, oh, yeah, I forgot. Well, now I don't have to, because ProFlowers has come out with the ultimate solution to ensure this never happens again. ProFlowers launched a brand new service called ProGifter. It's the easiest way to never forget an event, and you look awesome all year. What ProGifter does is it allows you to schedule three bouquet deliveries, the same or different one, to three addresses or the same up to a year in advance. So if you're a procrastinator, you're forgetful, this is the service for you. It's three bouquets with vases and free shipping, all for $99. So you're going to save time and money, and it's up to 70% in savings. And it makes you look good. It's Pro Flowers, so you know they're buying directly from the best growers. You're getting fresh flowers backed by a 7-day freshness guarantee or your money back. So right now, as I mentioned this, you're thinking about that occasion. Oh, yeah, I got to send flowers. So go to proflowers.com. Look for the Pro Gifter banner right on the homepage. You pick your flowers, set the delivery dates, and you're done. That's proflowers.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Did you know that over 50% of the loans that we've closed this year are FHA loans? FHA generally has a lower interest rate, lower down payment requirements, and you can get the most cash out. I've been the number one FHA mortgage loan originator in the entire Midwest year after year. Need an FHA loan? Why would you go anywhere else? Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Tennessee residential mortgage licensee.
When this world seems complicated,
did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Let's do the golf news first because that's more important.
And that golf news is about Dustin Johnson. This from Golf Digest, posted about 10 minutes ago. From Augusta, Georgia, hello. Dustin Johnson, the world's number one ranked player and the favorite entering the week to win the green jacket, is questionable to compete in the Masters after suffering a freak back injury on Wednesday. In a statement from Johnson's agent, David Winkle, Johnson was injured falling off some stairs at his rental home. Quote, at roughly 3 p.m. today, Dustin took a serious fall on a staircase in his Augusta rental home. He landed very hard on his lower back and is now resting, although quite uncomfortably. He has been advised to remain immobile and begin a regimen of anti-inflammatory medication and icing with the hope of being able to play tomorrow, close quote.
And hasn't he had a reputation for partying?
There's been some reputation with Dustin.
That's my first thought, is based on a lot of what some of the lifestyle observations were, that there could be other things involved.
It could also be where maybe you're out because it's so rainy down there. You ever have that moment where you're wearing shoes that you probably shouldn't be wearing. You slide on the stairs and then you go tumbling down a pile. It happens.
Possible. This is Wikipedia says on July 31st, 2014, Johnson announced he was taking the rest of the season off to seek professional help for what he called personal challenges. On August 1st, conflicting reports surfaced regarding the circumstances of Johnson's announcement from the previous day. Golf Magazine reported that Johnson had been suspended from the PGA Tour for 6 months after testing positive for cocaine. The magazine indicated this was his third positive drug test after a 2009 positive for marijuana and 2012 positive for cocaine. However, PGA Tour officials indicated that Johnson was taking a voluntary leave and was not under suspension. And he was absolutely on top of his game and on top of the sport when this incident occurred.
And everyone was kind of rooting for him because of that and because of some of the things that he had gone through on the golf course, where it seemed like he would be so close and that he's such a physical presence on the golf course that you're like, man, if he could just put it all together, we could see a great run. And now you see him falling down the stairs. Hopefully he'll be okay. You know, maybe he's good to go and it's just a little owie. But when your agent said resting uncomfortably and they're already starting to talk about, you know, well, you know, he's taking the anti-inflammatories and everything else. It does make you concerned whether or not how much he's going to be able to play and whether or not he'll play.
Well, I know Rosner's probably scrambling right now, even though he mentioned that Dustin Johnson was not a good value play for the laying down the kind of individual bets he was looking at yesterday, that there's just no money to be made. But maybe the numbers change if he's playing hurt.
Well, that's why I brought up the concept of daily fantasy, because I didn't know how seriously people took golf for daily fantasy, but they do.
Huge.
People go hard. Was he picked six or something like that?
Isn't Maddie's always in a Masters pool, isn't he?
Does he do it online? Does he do the daily, or is
No, he's got friends, guys he plays with. They always do like a huge, like big money.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they each. I forgot how it works.
Maybe why don't we find Maddie?
Is he there? Hello.
He may have gone to like the vending machine. Maddie.
Just talk about me. I'm 10 feet away.
Yeah, you're right here. So Maddie, do you do a pool or do you do like daily fantasy for the Masters or what?
It's a group of friends and we do a pool and we draft. So then, you know, it's happened different ways, but basically how it all breaks down is that you just draft. You have rounds and you draft, and then you have seven or eight guys, and then based on how the guys finish, the more guys you get in the top, the better chance you have of winning the pool. So, and then it's broken down by the top 10. Obviously, the higher the finish, the more point value your guy has. But it's all done. You know, we all meet up, make the picks, and then it's all monitored on our own.
It's expensive too, right?
No, it's not. No, it's not okay. Expensive.
How many matchsticks we talking about?
Oh, it's just a Benjamin to get in. That's all it is. It's $100 to get in, and then the winner ends up getting like $700 or $800.
See, to me, that sounds like a lot of money for something like this.
I could tell you guys that I know that do dumber stuff than that.
We all rolled our eyes when you said that seems like a lot of money.
It does. Because I don't gamble any money, and the idea of losing $100 on golf just sounds unpalatable.
You know what
you've got that in your shoe.
And here's what happened last year too. I had my
funky fresh Howie Longs.
I had four guys finish last year in the top 10, so I was looking great. So I'm on the final day, and I'm thinking ahead, and I'm doing it. And the guy who runs it for us, I'm texting with him. And before it was done, he was like, you know, I'm like, I think I won, right? And he was like, yeah, congrats. And I was going to get $700. So I'm like, cool. I made easy $600 on a $100 bet. Really, you know, it's easy money. And then Jordan Spieth had his collapse.
Oh.
And when Jordan Spieth collapsed, and who's the dude that won? Danny Willett. When he ended up winning.
And Reggie Willits.
Okay. So what happened to me was if Jordan Spieth didn't collapse, and if he would have won, a guy in the group had Jordan Spieth, then Danny Willett wouldn't have been the winner. That would have made me the winner overall because of my finishes. But because Spieth dropped out of first and Willett jumped up, the guy who had Willett, it gave him a higher point value. He ended up beating me out by one.
Ugh, that sucks.
So in a matter of minutes from, oh my God, you won, you know, $700. And then it was, oh no, sorry, I made a mistake. You lost.
So when's your draft?
What's that?
When do you draft?
Why do you care?
I'm just curious if you have your roster for this year.
Yeah, that's the issue that we're dealing with right now. I don't have Dustin Johnson.
Okay.
So we don't know if he's going to play or not. And that's bad for whoever has Dustin Johnson. That's a bad thing. I do not, even though he was my pick overall, and not from a gambling standpoint to win. Even though I question if he can putt well at Augusta, and especially with the weather coming up, I just thought he was playing so well. He was my number one pick. Spieth was my number two pick overall, and then my money play was Justin Thomas. So, yeah. He was 30-1 last time I checked. So, who knows?
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, with three home games left, every game matters in playoff positioning. The Wolves host Iowa Saturday, Rockford on Sunday afternoon in an Illinois Lottery Cup matchup. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Yeah, we were talking golf just there. And on the eve of the Masters, Dustin Johnson, he took a fall on a staircase at his rental home in Augusta. He's dealing with some lower back pain and a lower back injury, and they are not sure if he will be able to play tomorrow in the opening round of the Masters. The world's number one player may not go. We'll see what happens on that story. Major League Baseball, both Cubs and White Sox rained out for today. The Cubs will make up today's game tomorrow at 12:45 with John Lackey still getting the start. Pre-game on the Score begins at 12:10. Today's Sox game will be made up as part of a doubleheader on May 26th. James Shields will take the mound tomorrow to wrap up the opening series with Detroit. First pitch at 1:10. The White Sox signed former Tigers, Twins, Mets pitcher Mike Pelfrey to a minor league deal. He'll start out in AAA Charlotte. One final today in baseball out of Target Field. The Twins all over the Royals 9-1. A three-run homer by Eduardo Escobar. A big six-run inning for the Twins. Chris Sale makes his debut for the Red Sox at Fenway tonight against the Pirates. NBA, the Bulls are off today. They play in Philly tomorrow. Dwayne Wade scrimmaged today. The team wants to see how his elbow responds, get some more practice in, and see if he can play before the regular season ends. Tonight, Miami travels to Charlotte, and the Celtics host the Cavs. In hockey, the Blackhawks skate in Anaheim tomorrow. Earlier, the team recalled Gustav Forsling from Rockford. Coverage of the Northside home opener on The Score is presented by TuneIn. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tomorrow at 12:10 when the Cubs take on the Cardinals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
So here's the good news out of Penn State. Remember that story we talked about last week with the trustee, Al Lord, who told the Chronicle of Higher Education in an email that he was running out of sympathy for the so-called victims because he doubted whether people were actually victims. He was embracing conspiracy theories that had been floated in some of these disgusting truther corners of the Penn State community, that this was all completely made up and there were no wrongdoings anywhere. Nothing ever happened. Nobody saw anything. Jerry Sandusky's been railroaded, and in embracing those, he was, as a trustee, was trying to push that line of thinking with Anthony Lubrano and others on the board. Well, alumni elected trustee Al Lord has announced that he is no longer seeking a second term on the board.
Good.
The retired bank executive drew criticism for his Sandusky comments, and he was elected a trustee in 2014. And here's the quote. Board ally Anthony Lubrano says Lord told him the decision is unrelated to his recent Sandusky comments. No, it's not unrelated at all. Just the fact that any outside pressure or any outside perception could even matter is actually a good sign. That finally maybe something even in that crazy little village is considered beyond the pale. Even though Lubrano still believes all that stuff. All of the stuff about so-called victims and running out of patients and having no time for anybody who's claiming to be a victim and not believing victims. Setting up a culture at the school from the trustees on down. For the board of trustees on down, a culture at the school that doesn't believe in rape victims, even children. So Al Lord's just one. And probably as an alumni trustee, somebody will replace him who's worse.
It's maddening. Problem. It's maddening.
Yeah, but at least he's gone.
Yes, that's good news.
Yeah, it's. I wish I could be happier about it, but that would be. I would have to believe that whoever replaces him is not somebody who's equally or even more crazy than that.
And there's the possibility, considering that group. Considering the folks over there, it's possible. But I hope that. This change was a signal, but you never know.
We've got good timing here because with that news about Dustin Johnson and his falling on the stairs, that Matt Janella of the Golf Channel is scheduled to join us next to talk about the Masters, to get it previewed. We've got issues with conditions and now issues with the best player. And right now, caller 10 to the Scores contest line at 312-591-6700 wins two tickets to a VIP party and Cubs opening day live broadcast with Spiegel and Parkins on Monday, April 10th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Yard House in New City, Lincoln Park. Tap into great food, classic rock, and 110 taps of craft and import draft beer at Yard House. So at some point between now and 6, listen for the Pat Hughes cue to call, and we will be opening up the contest line to find that lucky caller 6, who will then be part of our remote at Real Time Sports Bar and Grill in Elk Grove Village Friday from 1 to 6, and possibly that person, that final qualifier, could be the one to win a pair of Cubs season tickets. But Matt Janella of Golf Channel next on Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
See the Cubs defend their world championship title live at Wrigley for every single home game this season for free.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
It's our Cubs season ticket giveaway.
Listen to the score all day now through April 7th
to find out when you can qualify.
When Pat Hughes says
the Cubs are going to the World Series,
see the sixth call to the contest line at 312-591-6700
and you'll qualify to win a pair of Cubs regular season tickets.
The Cubs have done it.
From Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Majestic Oaks Golf Club at beautiful Lake Lawn Resort in Delavan, Wisconsin is now open. Play this magnificent course set along Lake Delavan for only $30. To reserve your tee time, call 262-728-7950 or visit lakelawnresort.com.
Thing out because they're making room for the latest in technology and innovation. So this means Mattress Firm is incentivizing you by offering top name brands at savings we've never seen before. Up to 70% off, up to $2,000 off floor models. You got to get in there because these mattresses have to go.
Yeah, and once the buying opportunity ends, that's it. They're done. Once the mattresses are gone, there's no more sale. So you have to get in there. Don't waste this opportunity. I'm telling you, you're going to love the people at Mattress Firm. There's a reason why they're number one in the nation for sleep. They are the sleep experts, the best brands. And of course, right now, as always, but right now, the price is unbelievable.
Not just the price. The opportunity to sleep interest-free until 2022. So that means take a look at going big. Look at the Tempur-Pedic Breeze and look at an adjustable base and then figure out what the numbers are. And my bet is once you experience the Tempur-Breeze and the adjustable base, you might say, hey, this is really worth it.
So really, trust us on this. Go to mattressfirm.com, find a location that's near you, and then get into that location. Take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The sleep experts, they'll walk you through their very simple process. And trust me, it's very easy. And you'll find the mattress that best fits your sleep style, and you'll save a ton of money doing it. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
Business owners, are you looking to relocate? I'm John Malanafy. Do you want a central location near Interstate 294, Eden's Expressway, public transportation? Then consider Wheeling. Wheeling has Chicago Executive Airport, 14 million square feet of manufacturing space, and is home to the Westin and famous Restaurant Row. New businesses may be eligible for tax incentives. Join Valspar, FedEx, and Bob Chins. Call me at 847-499-9094 or visit WheelingIL.gov. Your business will take off in Wheeling.
There's a drive. Home run! Want to travel like a VIP to the games? Think Top Fleet Limo. Top Fleet is tops for all your limo needs. Whether you need transportation for your wedding, bachelor party, corporate event, or airport ride, their extensive fleet includes sedans, limos, party buses, and new executive coach buses. Save 20% on your next ride by giving them the code SCORE17. A $75 ride is now only $60. Go to TopFleetChicago.com. That's TopFleetChicago.com.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Any other company were to open a bookstore in 2017, you would say, you are really behind the times. Catch up with the 21st century. But Amazon opens a brick-and-mortar bookstore, and we all say, well, this must be innovative. What's their game plan? So, Carol, what is their game plan?
This is their fifth store, the first one they've opened outside a mall. And what I really think it could be a lot about is interaction with the customer. You know, when you write to an email address or when you're sending things that are more impersonal than personal, what is it that the best thing to do is to see people in person. Watch them moving through a store. Watch how they touch a Kindle. Watch how they touch a Kindle Fire. And also see what books they're gravitating towards.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780, 105.9 FM, and on CBSChicago.com.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
You're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
Peaks.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
He's got a good angle because he's got the gap between the bunkers, so it's not going to scare him if he goes long. Oh my goodness. This is unbelievable. The Iron Man is now having an absolute meltdown.
Well described, and painful as it was to watch, it was certainly unforgettable with Jordan Spieth collapsing, allowing Danny Willett to sneak by him and win the most recent Masters. And speaking of which, I'm watching the replay of last year's par 3 contest because this one got washed out. And we've got some news coming out right in this hour with the injury to Dustin Johnson. And joining us now to talk about it is Matt Janella from the Golf Channel. He's on Twitter at Matt Janella GC, and he is on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. The champions are back. Cheer them on at Home Run In Wrigleyville, just blocks from the park. Well, this is a bit of a surprise, Matt, and I don't know if we expected it would be the killer stairs jumping up and biting Dustin Johnson, but now there's some doubts. What do you think?
Those sounds you're hearing out of Augusta, the thunderous sounds and thunderous clouds out of Augusta, are also people clamoring to their computer so they can change their fantasy golf picks this week for their Masters, the Masters pools. That is, it's unbelievable. I just was reading the official report, and apparently he was coming down the stairs and slipped and hurt his back. They think it's muscular. They're taking, he's got a bunch of medicine and kind of muscle relaxers. In a text exchange with his agent, it was simply, crazy exclamation point, fingers crossed. So that's where we're at right now.
Wow. That's a big blow to the Masters itself. And for DJ, for those who don't know his struggle, can you kind of go back and chronicle everything that he's been through to get to where he's been over the last 18 months?
Well, he served a 6-month, 2 years ago, he served a 6-month suspension. Well, it was sort of categorized as an injury, a jet ski injury. And he took basically 6 months off. And I know for a fact that he kind of reconfigured his mind, and he rededicated himself. He reached out, I spent some time with him just 2 weeks ago down in Jupiter at his trainer, Joey DeSalvo's training facility, and really got some time with Dustin talking about his commitment to his body and kind of his soul. He's a father now. And he's got a second son due in about 2.5 months. So he's, Dustin Johnson is really trying to stay on the straight and narrow. He's won 3 tournaments in a row. His last 3 events, he's the winner. He knows. He told me, he said, look, at Riviera, I didn't really even have my best golf, and I won a tournament. He's proving to himself what everybody knew about him before he proved to himself, and that is, at his best, he is a lot better than the rest.
Well, you brought it up about staying on the straight and narrow, though, and that's and once we go there, we talk about what was categorized as an injury and what other outlets reported was a third positive drug test, and for all the rumors that had swirled around him forever. I've covered sports for a long time, and I guess I'm just conditioned that when I hear tripped over my dog, or I was washing my car, or I tripped over a gym bag, that I'm just conditioned to not believe it.
Well, and that's sort of part of what goes with someone who has had these struggles, where everyone's automatic assumptions. I don't, having spent time with him recently and to see his focus and energy and kind of his commitment to his body, I on the eve of the Masters, there's no way. Look, and these, who hasn't walked around on wooden stairwells in a pair of socks and not slipped? So at the same time, I can tell you, I would be shocked if this is anything other than just an accident.
Matt, what are the weather conditions for the next couple of days? I thought I saw no rain, but a lot of wind. And who does that help? Who does it hurt?
We're just getting through all these tornado warnings. We lost power in the house I'm in right now. There is some pretty thunderous clouds outside and a lot of lightning. Apparently, this is going to clear through this evening. We're supposed to have 25 to 30 mile an hour winds Thursday, if not Friday. And you're talking about 14, 15, stimp meter readings on these greens and 25 to 30 miles an hour. It could get away from to the point where if the ball doesn't stop, they can't really play the tournament. So whether or not there's going to be some sort of wind delay, I think that's actually possible in the next 2 days based on what they're saying. When you got the sub-air systems, the rain that they're getting right now isn't really going to even have much of an impact on conditions of play. Who does it help in terms of windy conditions? Obviously, people hit it low. We were just talking about Dustin Johnson. It doesn't really help Dustin Johnson before we found out he was injured, that there would be a ton of wind. I think a lot of the shorter hitters, the guys who flight the ball low, it normally isn't a good thing at Augusta National. But if in the windy conditions, maybe that would flip the script.
So there's no metrics for guys under conditions, muddy track kind of thing like you'd see on a racing form where you just know that somebody just takes to it better than another golfer?
Well, when in the past, when this course has been wet as it possibly be, that's where you get guys like Zach Johnson winning the Masters. I think it kind of levels the playing field. I think if it's hard and fast, I think when you get these long hitters, getting that extra roll and getting one or two clubs less or three clubs less in their hands, or the par fives become par fours at the most. Well, that's when I think some of the longer hitters tend to win. I think by the weekend this is going to be perfect conditions based on everything that they're saying in the weather. So the key will be just get a number to make the cut, scrape and claw, and do enough to sort of compete against the field to get yourself into the weekend, and then anything can happen. Literally anything can happen.
Matt, I'm sure that you guys talked quite a bit about what happened to Lexi Thompson this past weekend. What's your feeling about viewers being able to affect what happens on the course?
Of course, it's outrageous. I mean, it makes no sense at all. And there's a lot of easy solutions, and they need to implement them like yesterday.
Like what?
It's just not – we can't – well, have a referee in the TV booth. That referee is reviewing everything that the viewer is seeing. If that referee misses it and doesn't ask to see it again and doesn't have a problem with it, then it's over. Then that, if that referee has that window of opportunity as he's watching the action, so that, if there's any situation that it's caught within a hole or two, well, then I could, then that's one that, first of all, just saying no write-ins or call-ins can impact play. That is certainly not a day later. I mean, what? The fact that they could call in or write in on Sunday about Saturday, but not call or write in on Monday about Sunday. What? And by the way, the leaders are getting far more scrutiny than groups 3, 4, and 5 behind them because they're not in contention. They're getting less coverage. How is that fair? It just makes absolutely no sense that someone in a viewer situation could impact the outcome of a major championship. And then, by the way, let's just make some common sense decisions. Yes, Lexi was absolutely sloppy with that mark. And that can be addressed, and that could be a one-shot penalty, which is a big penalty. But what you don't do is run right into the wall of, oh, well, it's four-stroke penalty, therefore that's what we're going to implement. Two for the for the mistake, and two for not, for signing a wrong scorecard the day after, but you didn't catch it the day up. Like, she has playing partners and caddies and official scorer walking with her. No one caught it. So at what point does this become ridiculous? At that point, it becomes ridiculous. When we saw what we just saw, that's absolutely horrendous and ridiculous. And credit to Lexi for how she handled it. And I think she gained a lot of fans and support out of it. And that's a nice, ancillary bonus. But at the end of the day, it cost her a major. That's big.
If people on the course, if the golfers themselves, and I saw the male golfers reacting on Twitter about this, if yourself, someone who is around the game, sees this as a problem, then why isn't golf as the PGA or the LPGA taking this more seriously and moving on it quickly to make change?
It's a very good question, and I don't know why. I don't know why they all don't just get in a room like this week where everybody happens to be here and say, all right, enough is enough. That's it. I don't know why. And I wish they would. As a member of the golf community and someone who loves the game and talks about a lot of Grow the Game initiatives, and you know, and when it feels like you're getting a little momentum and feeling like, you know, the with things like Top Golf and PGA Junior Leagues and Drive, Chip and Putt, four steps backward, four shot penalty that costs, you know, a girl who's dedicated her life to the game and obviously, you know, the commitment to excellence, and boom, four shot punishment does not fit the crime. Four strokes penalty. Enough. Say no. No more.
You talk about growing the game and making sure that young kids are exposed to it without the celebrity power, without the size and footprint of Tiger Woods. Where does that come from? Because there's always an effort to say who's next, and now it's this guy's turn, and now it's that guy's turn. But the fact is, you know what? The actual baseline level of quality of play of the field is unlike any I have ever seen in my life. That just there are so many potentially great golfers at any given tournament. How can that be branded, monetized, sold? Because the actual, you can turn on any tournament right now and see guys, wherever that camera might be, who are better than their similar level counterparts 20 years ago.
Well, that is the Tiger effect, right? So when Jack Nicklaus won in 86, what was Tiger? He was about 10 years old. When Tiger won in 1997, Jordan Spieth was about 7 years old. And so if you take Jordan Spieth and Ricky Fowler and Daniel Berger and Justin Thomas and John Rahm, and you get, you know, again, name after name after name, Matthew Fitzpatrick, all these guys. Well, Tiger's greatest impact on the game is this new mindset of these young 20-somethings. They are all little mini Tigers. They think like him. They walk like him. They practice like him. They focus like him. They learn from their mistakes like he did. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so that in itself creates this, you know, that balance and that depth to essentially golf's lineup. Think about how deep this lineup is. You could make a lineup card and then a second lineup card and say, wow, you know, we got two all-star teams here in terms of golf. And that's Tiger's greatest impact on the game. Forget what color of skin, forget where they come from in the world, forget, it's just a great competitive core group of 20-somethings that who doesn't want to watch these guys play the game? They're fearless.
Why does it seem to me, though, that Tiger will never just accept that? That won't ever be enough for him, that he has raised this group of great golfers that have all been inspired. And I know he's grateful, and I know that he has the relationship with Rory, but I feel like there's still this tug of him wanting to go out and compete with all the children of Tiger.
Well, you guys have seen it in Michael Jordan and Wayne Gretzky, and any competitive athlete, hyper-competitive athlete that any of us, Kelly Slater, for example, 11-time world champion and surfer, you know, he still wants to go out and beat whatever's in front of him. Forget whoever it is. It's just that he just hates to lose. That equals 14 major championships with talent and dedication and skill and, you know, all that. So how do you get to 14 majors? You have to have that mindset. You know, that's unlike anything we see very often. That also is so much about what makes him so special and different.
Just outstanding stuff, Matt. We really appreciate you taking the time to join us today. That's just great. I feel ready for golf now, and I just hope it's not all washed out or it looks weird.
Well, I had the opportunity to spend some time with Vern Lundquist last
night. Oh, the best.
What a true legend, and really a guy who just gives me chills to say his name. But I got to hear him talk on Tuesday, right? And I said, man, my Masters week has never started so early. Being able to actually hear Vern Lundquist's voice means it's the Masters, and mine started yesterday thanks to being able to spend time with spend time with the legends.
Well, that's only tantamount to like having a couple Crown Royals with Pat Summerall. I mean, that's that's right there. Matt, thank you.
Pretty good.
We appreciate it.
Absolutely, guys. Always a pleasure, and enjoy the week.
Matt Janella of Golf Channel.
Dude, I want to talk to him more.
How about that, though? You never really think that. The Tiger effect is this generation of golfing offspring.
I felt that. Yeah, I had some conversations with some other golf people, like Jessica Marksberry. I've talked about this with. That there is this generation of Tiger, the children of Tiger out there running around wanting to be him. And I think that Matt was completely on when he said that might be his greatest legacy, that he was able to break through in a way that inspired a lot of people and maybe inspired people that no one even thought that he was going to be able to inspire. It's very cool stuff. That was a great interview. That dude was awesome.
And just so people know, we don't mean literal offspring. We mean the sort of golf culture offspring.
Well,
right? The Chicago Baseball Game Day Report is presented by CC's. The Cubs, White Sox both rained out in their respective games against the Cardinals and the Tigers. And that is today's Chicago Baseball Report brought to you by CC's. Now at CC's, three new deep dish pizzas, new original deep dish, jalapeno cheddar and garlic parmesan, all on the unlimited buffet for just five and change. If you are a Cubs fan and you want to win a pair of Cubs season tickets, you cannot miss a minute because at some point you will hear the cue to call and then you will have an opportunity.